It's actually a common misconception that the British way of flicking people off with the index and middle fingers is some sort of variation of a peace sign, which in America it is. But actually, this gesture dates all the way back to the 14th century during the Hundred Years' War, and it's intimately tied in with the history of the English longbow, which is arguably the most important development in weaponry that has ever taken place. During the Hundred Years' War, it was traditional in warfare that only the noblemen take part. Peasants were not even allowed to own a sword, let alone take part in warfare. Warfare was a noble art and a way to get rich quickly. Well, during the Hundred Years' War, the French were famous for their use of the crossbow, whereas the English were known for their use of the bow. And at this time, a new development had taken place, the English longbow, which changed the way that warfare was conducted. This bow was not the short 3 foot or 1 meter length that a traditional bow is, but rather it was huge, at least the height of a man, if not more. It was very difficult to use, but cheap to make, easy to buy, and relatively easy to learn how to use. And this development allowed peasants, for the first time in history, to take place in warfare. So for the first time, the English could vastly outnumber the French in war by throwing hundreds of peasants against a very small group of French nobility. Well, of course, the French greatly resented this development and thought that warfare was no place for a peasant, that this was the noble arena. And whenever they captured an English longbowman, they would actually cut off his index and middle finger so that you could no longer pull back the bowstring. So when insulting the French at a distance, English longbowmen would then raise their index and middle fingers in what we now recognize as a peace sign gesture to show that they still had their fingers and that they could still kill Frenchmen.